expect you on Friday, Edward and Celia.
Yes.
I must see you very soon. Now, don't all go just because I'm going. Goodbye, Edward.
Goodbye, Julia.
Goodbye, Edward. Shall I see you soon?
Perhaps. I don't know.
Well, perhaps you don't know. Very well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Celia.
Goodbye, Edward. I do hope we'll have better news of Lavinia's aunt.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Goodbye, Alex.
I ought to be going.
Oh, don't go yet. We'll finish the cocktails. Or would you rather have a whiskey?
Gin.
Anything in it?
A drop of water.
I want to apologise for this evening. The fact is, I tried to put off this party. These were only the people I couldn't put off because I couldn't get at them in time. And I didn't know that you were coming. It's only that dreadful old woman who mattered. I shouldn't have minded anyone else. But she always turns up when she's least wanted. Julia.
Edward, how lucky that it's raining. It made me remember my umbrella. And there it is. Well, goodbye again.
Goodbye. I'm afraid I don't know your name. But I very much want to talk to somebody. And it's easier to talk to a person you don't know. The fact is that Lavinia has left me.
Your wife has left you?
Well, just when she'd arranged a cocktail party. She'd gone when I came in this afternoon. She left a note to say that she was leaving me. I don't know where she's gone.
How long married?
5 years.
Children?
No.
Then look at the brighter side. You say you don't know where she's gone.
No, I do not.
Do you know who the man is?
There is no other man. None that I know of.
Or another woman? Of whom she thought she had cause to be jealous.
She had nothing to complain of in my behaviour.
No doubt it's all for the best. With another man, she might have made a mistake and want to come back to you. If another woman, she might decide to be forgiving and gain an advantage. If there's no other woman and no other man, then the reason may be deeper and you've ground for hope that she won't come back at all. If another man, then you'd want to remarry to prove to the world that somebody wanted you. If another woman, you might have to marry her. You might even imagine that you wanted to marry her.
But I want my wife back.
That's the natural reaction, but I put it to you.
Don't put it to me.
Then I suggest.
No, please don't suggest. I've often used these terms in examining witnesses, so I don't like them. I don't know who you are, but unless you know my wife a good deal better than I thought, or unless you know a good deal more about us than appears, I think your speculation is rather offensive.
I know you as well as I know your wife. And I knew that all you wanted was the luxury of an intimate disclosure to a stranger. But let me tell you that to approach the stranger is to invite the unexpected. It is to start a train of events beyond your control. You experience some relief of which you're not aware. It will come to you slowly that you are beginning to enjoy your independence without the consistent critic. The patient misunderstander, arranging life a little better than you liked it, preferring not quite the same friends as yourself, or making your friends like her better than you, and turning the past over and over, you wonder only that you endured it for so long.
Well, it might turn out so, yes, I...
Are you going to say you love her?
Why, I thought we took each other for granted. I never thought I should be any happier with another person. Why speak of love? We were used to each other. So her going away with only a note to say that she'd gone and was not coming back, well, I can't understand it.
But there's more to it than that. You've lost touch with the person you thought you were. You're suddenly reduced to the status of an object, a living object, but no longer a person. It's always happening because one is an object as well as a person.
To what does this lead?
To finding out what you really are, what you really feel. Most of the time we take ourselves for granted, as we have to, and live on a little knowledge about ourselves as we were. Who are you now? Nothing but a set of obsolete responses, The one thing to do is to do nothing. Wait.
Wait? Hmm. But how can I wait, not knowing what I'm waiting for? Shall I say to my friends, my...